At least 1 million Australians could be saving hundreds of dollars on their power bills just by switching to a more competitive deal. That's according to a new analysis that highlights the big difference between standing offers and the more competitive market offers some retailers are offering. The annual tariff tracking report claims some people could be saving up to $1,000 a year. Here's National Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge.
Sydney retiree Marinda Eyre has been closely tracking her energy costs to keep her bills down, but she says it's still hard to know if she's on the best deal.
My current provider gives me one price, but that covers everything I use. But others give me peak, shoulder, off-peak, and I find that somewhat disconcerting.
The tariff tracking report has been monitoring energy prices for a decade, and this year it says the energy market has become opaque and frustrating for consumers. This has led to many people languishing on more expensive standing offers instead of negotiating a cheaper market offer with their retailer or a competitor. Gavin Dufty from St Vincent de Paul Society is the report's co-author.
At the extreme, depending on where you are, you know, there's $1,000 on the table there. It is a lot. Probably more modest and average sort of price. If you haven't shopped around in the market, there's $600 easy waiting for you.
The tariff tracking project started in Victoria and now includes New South Wales, South Australia, Tasmania, the ACT and Queensland. The projected savings don't cover Tasmania and the ACT, where prices are set by regulators. Across the six jurisdictions, electricity prices have gone up 75% in 10 years. South Australia's have gone up the most at 112%, while Victoria's prices have gone up 104% in the decade. Gavin Dufty says those states have experienced issues including rising network costs and an increase in the wholesale cost of electricity with coal-fired power plants shutting down.
People might be on market contracts or not on market contracts. You'll have some households on solar and of course different consumption levels and different tariffs.
Last month, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced the government wanted to end confusion and proposed setting a base or default price for power in each jurisdiction. Another option is setting a comparator rate so households could compare their bill with the average cost for a similar household in a similar area. Sarah McNamara from the Australian Energy Council says the industry is working hard to make it simpler for consumers.
There are already good deals in the marketplace today, and we want to encourage consumers not to wait for reforms to be completed, but to get on the phone to their retailer or get onto the government comparator site and choose the best deal for their circumstances.
And that's the Australian Energy Council, Sarah McNamara, ending that report by Amy Bainbridge.